Press and hold.
Okay, I pressed and hold.
You're on.
Amen. Amen. But, I was at a church maybe 2-3 months ago.
Junior church can go on downstairs.
You kids, heathen, get out of here. Depart from us, you workers of iniquity. Amen. I hear people all the time saying, the future church.
Yep.
Hey, they're the church now.
Amen.
Sure they are. Amen.
Amen.
There's some adults in here that are heathen. Amen. So, amen. Suffer little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was wondering if y'all were going to wake up during the song service, that last song, Jesus, what a Savior. Amen. All that. Good night. That's good stuff. Amen. Just appreciate what the Lord's done for me. Got saved. Let's see. This May will be 48 years ago. Amen. Got saved. And I tell you what, wouldn't trade it for anything. If I had it all to do over again, do the same thing. Amen. Just serve Him more. Serve Him better. Amen. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Y'all pray for me. I got a bunch of stuff going on. Amen. So just pray for me. I got my sister doesn't look like she's going to make it very long. And so y'all pray for Vicky. I'm just waiting for the call any minute. And also, I've got stuff that I'm going to get done to my heart in Baltimore this week. And so y'all pray about that. Wednesday, they're going to try to clean out an artery. I got one total blockage. And so I might be getting out of breath while I'm preaching, but I'm good. Everything's all right. Amen. I'm good. And if I should die again, I mean, I'll be happy. Amen. I've died before at church, so I'm just not good at dying. My heart has stopped twice through my life, and I just don't die easy. Amen. So y'all pray for me. I'll get it right one day. Amen. Amen. But anyway, they're going to clean out an artery on Wednesday, and then I'll spend the night. Then they're going to try to stop my heart from going in AFib Thursday. So y'all pray about that today. If that goes well, I'll probably live another 20 years. Amen. If not, I hope I can make it to my sister's funeral. that's just what I'm saying. All right. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. I've been coughing for about 3 weeks. And when I said at my home church, I started coughing. Two different teenagers. Are you okay? They just keep waiting for me to die. They just keep waiting. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, I therefore, why don't we just stop right there. I learned a couple of things in Bible college. Not many things, but a couple of things. I learned how to iron my shirts. Amen. Just this piece right here. That's all you got to iron because nobody sees the rest of it. Amen. Amen. But I learned this. Whenever you read in the Bible, if it says therefore or wherefore, go back to the previous verses or chapters and see what it's there for. Okay, so he says, I therefore. In other words, he's been saying something that has brought him up to this point. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, that means to beg you, plead with you, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Talking about walking worthy. So he's been talking about something that has brought him up to this point. Now, I don't know who's saved, who's not in here, but if you're saved, I believe in your heart you want to walk worthy.
Amen.
I just got to believe that.
Amen.
And so I want to know how to walk worthy.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody here having trouble walking worthy? Mm-hmm. Amen. I want to know how to walk worthy. Yes. So Paul has set the table for us to tell us why we ought to walk worthy, and then how to walk worthy. Amen. For the first three chapters is telling us why we ought to want to walk worthy. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You know, when I got saved, I was Baptist when I got saved. Hey, Baptists need to get saved too.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. People say, I'm an ex-Catholic, I'm an ex-Mormon, I'm an ex-Baptist. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Baptists get saved too. But I knew some things because I was raised in a Baptist church. I knew eternal security and I knew I was going to heaven. I got a preacher friend that got saved and he didn't know for 2 weeks that he's going to heaven.
Wow.
He just knew he wasn't going to hell. He said, I was shouting about not going to hell. And then the preacher preached on heaven. He said, you mean I'm going to heaven? Woo! Amen. 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 Well, I knew that. You know, I knew that when I got saved. But there was a lot of stuff I didn't know. I did not know God did all the things he did for me when he saved me. So we're going to look at some of those this morning. And it makes me want to walk worthy. Amen. Amen. At chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God of our God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Listen, when we think of blessings, we think of, you know, a raise, money. There's been times when I've had the raise and I've had the money and I needed a blessing.
Yeah, amen.
And he hath blessed us. Listen, since I've been saved, I've been overloaded, amen, big time with blessings from Jesus Christ, amen. Yep. I'm thankful that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So I want to walk worthy. I mean, why wouldn't we walk worthy? Because he's blessed us so much. Amen.
Yeah.
So number, and I'm just going to go through it. I don't have any points. I don't even have sub-points. I got a list of stuff. Amen. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. In other words, we all want to walk worthy. But there it says, he hath chosen us in him. I'm glad that he chose me. Now, I got a preacher friend who said that he had a man in his church, sometimes he'll testify, I'm just thankful God's not choosy. Well, I know what he's talking about, but he is choosy. But he'll choose anybody.
Yeah.
Amen. My daughter Joanna, y'all remember Joanna, the big 6 foot tall baby of mine. I don't know. I had that girl so spoiled, I couldn't believe she left me for another man, but she did, amen. But anyway. And I want to report to you, he took over. I mean, he's spoiling her rotten. Amen. She's still spoiled. But she's very sarcastic. And so she got it from me. I'm very sarcastic, you know, so we just get jabbing each other all the time. But I assured her one day that she was not adopted. I said, you can be sure that you were not adopted because I wouldn't have chosen you.
Yeah.
Amen. But... And I'm sure she had some smart thing for me, too, amen. But can you imagine looking in a nursery and looking at all these babies and getting to choose? You know, May 19th, 1970, God chose me.
Amen.
He chose me. I'm chosen. If you're saved, you're special.
Amen.
He chose you.
Yeah.
It wasn't, amen. And I know, and listen, I'm not hyper-Calvinist. I chose him. And that's what makes salvation. He chose me. I chose him. Amen. It all worked together. And I, you know, whichever took place first, I don't care. Amen. Just because I'm in. Just so I'm in. Amen. But I'm glad that I'm chosen. We're adopted. Amen. And listen, we're saved by his blood, but we're also adopted. So we're blood kin and legally adopted. Amen. Now, listen, I've got 7 children. If one of them just brought a reproach on my name and just dealt all kinds of horrible stuff and just really disrespected my name, I can disown them legally. But if they're adopted, you can't disown them. You can't disown them. Amen. You're not going to, if you ever got saved, you're not going to hell. He can't turn you back. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm glad I'm saved. Glad I'm secure. Amen. Amen. All right. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Now, let me say this about the situation we have. We're sons of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. So God's got all these sons, all these children, but he had one that was perfect. And then there's us.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard this comedian talking about how would you like to be Jesus' brother or sister, you know. His mom, what would Jesus do? You know, what? Amen. Amen. But there's something in us, and I'm sure in you too as well as myself, that we want to perform, We want him to be pleased with us, and we do things, and then we say, how about that?
Yeah.
You know what? You don't have to do anything at all for him to accept you. You're accepted.
Yeah.
He hath made us accepted. You don't have to do anything to be accepted. He made you accepted.
Yeah. Amen.
And
yeah.
You don't have to do anything to make him love you any more than he does right now.
Yeah.
He loves you big time. Amen. Yeah. I'm just thankful that he's... Amen. I want to walk worthy because of that. Amen. Verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Yeah, again, sometimes you think about your sins in the past and you feel bad about it. And how many have ever confessed the same sin 4, 5, or 10 times? Amen. Same sin.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
You know what? He forgave you the first time.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And he has an ability that we don't have. You know, we can forgive people, but we can't forget. He forgets. The second time you confess the same sin, he don't have a clue what you are talking about. I want to walk worthy. Amen. Amen. If he does that for me, I just want to walk worthy. My sins are forgiven and they're forgotten. Amen. You know, those Jews, when Jesus was baptized there in Jordan, and John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, they had their sins covered. Ours is taken away. Amen. I'm just thankful for that. I want to walk worthy because of that. Amen. Let's keep going. Y'all are listening too slow. I mean, we got to get going here. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. I'm thankful that he has a will for my life.
Yeah.
He has a plan. He has something written down. There used to be an old show years ago, This Was Your Life. But he's got a book, This Could Be Your Life.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But you just got to agree to it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, preacher.
And he won't let you read any of it.
Yeah.
He won't let you read any of it.
Amen.
You have to agree to it before you get to read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And I want you to know, whatever he's got in there, it is good.
Yeah.
Amen. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. Amen. I mean, that book's like this, and he's written a lot of stuff, but you don't know what's in there. If he had shown me what was in there, I couldn't have handled it. I'll say, I can't do that. I can't do that. And guess what? I hadn't been able to do any of it. But he did. Amen. Amen. So he's got a will for my life. I don't have enough sense to plan my life out.
Amen.
Taking some kind of personality test, you know, and a lot of it, I just don't plan well. That's just, amen.
Right, amen.
I improvise, amen.
Yeah.
And I'm an architect. That's what the personality test said. Yeah. I'm an architect. That means, you know, I got a little skeleton plan, but you know, I just do it as I go. Amen. That didn't work. Okay, I can get a board stretcher, and there it is. It works now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so listen, but he has a will, and he's got plenty of sense.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And he's got a great life plan for you. But you don't get to see what's in there. You just sign it and say, all right, God, whatever you want. Amen. I'm glad he's got a will for me. I want to walk worthy. Verse 11 said, "In all whom also we have obtained an inheritance." He's given us an inheritance. Chapter 3, verse 6 says, that the Gentiles might be fellow heirs. Amen. What a blessing. Verse 13 says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." We used to can, my wife cans, and we were at a place, it was a poor place, poor church, poor town, poor principal of the Christian school, amen. And so we put a garden in our whole backyard. The whole backyard was a garden. We had to, for obvious reasons. Amen. So I planted a row of cucumbers, and they didn't come up when I thought they should have. So I planted another row, and we got us a good rain, and both rows came up. So we were in the pickle business. Yeah. Amen. We're canning pickles, you know, and sometimes we can, you know, late at night and then put the jars on the dish towel, you know, we go to bed. Oh, there's one. There's two. I mean, you count to either 6 or 12, however many we, you know, and if one didn't see it, we'd have to eat that the next day. Amen. Yeah. But May 19th, 1970, I was sitting in the fourth row from the back. That preacher said, if you just come to Jesus, he'll save you. And in my heart, I said, I'm coming. And I was sealed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel very secure in here. Amen. I'm sealed. Amen. These people that think you can lose your salvation, how are you going to get out of that jar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a rebel pickle? I don't like it in here. I'm getting out of here. Yeah, you want to all you want to, amen, but you're not getting out of here until the one that made the seal breaks the seal.
Yeah.
We're sealed until the day of redemption, amen.
Yeah.
We're going to be in heaven when he breaks the seal, and you're not going to want to go the other place anyway, amen. Amen. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But chapter 2, verse 1, he's and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's made us alive.
Yeah.
Boy, when I go to the mall, different places, and look at people, and, you know, I hate these movies. And if you watch these movies and these television shows, The Walking Dead, you're warped. You're just plain old warped.
Yeah.
And it got quiet right there with some. Yeah. You're warped.
Yeah.
Amen. That's lost people. They have a dead spirit. Amen. They're the walking dead. They are. But listen, when I got saved, God renewed that spirit within me, quickened that spirit, and I'm alive.
Amen.
Amen. And better than that, I'm lively. Amen. And you ought to be. I mean, there in, was it Peter somewhere where he said, you're lively stones, you know. And the new translations change it to living stones. There's a difference between living and lively. Amen. All of y'all are living, but I'm lively. Amen. Amen. You ought to be lively. Get a life. Amen. I'm telling you what right now. I get to some churches on Sunday morning. I'm thinking, why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. You got a life. Jesus Christ gave you, hey, listen, he gave you everlasting life. He gave you eternal life. But he gave you abundant life. I'd recommend using it. Amen. 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 He gave me life. I want to walk worthy.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't want to just live. I want to live. Y'all know the difference? Spelled the same. Amen. Amen. This thing I got going on with my heart, this last 3 weeks, I hadn't been living. I have to be careful about everything. I was preaching last week and got all out of breath. You know, amen. I like to live.
Yeah.
You know, when I get fixed, I'll be jumping off the waterfalls again. I mean, somebody said, would you jump out of an airplane? Well, I probably would. Amen.
Amen.
The worst case scenario is just, amen. Amen. And guess what after that? I'll be in heaven. Amen. They say, oh, poor brother buddy. And I'm up there and say, you don't know, man. It's good. It's all good in the hood up here. Amen. Amen. He made me alive. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 6, it says that we are, and he raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We all don't want to walk worthy. Verse 7 says he's promised grace and kindness forever. 2:19, look at that. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of y'all may not understand this. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. Am I going too fast for anybody? And if you're a Gentile, you don't deserve at all to be in the household of God.
Amen.
He didn't make provision for you when he started the human race with the Jewish race, and they were his chosen people. And listen, we didn't have a chance. But his people rejected him.
Yep.
And God said, you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make them jealous. And he let us Gentiles in on it. Amen. So for 2,000 years, God's been making his reprobate wife jealous. Amen. Amen. One day they're going to look upon him whom they have pierced, and they're going to receive him. But listen, I'm glad we got in on it because they rejected him. Amen. What a blessing. So I'm going to walk worthy. I'm going to walk worthy. So look in chapter 4 again. We're going to walk worthy. And let's go to chapter 5 now. I want to say this, and y'all excuse me. I didn't get to write this down, and I took a picture of it and put it on my phone so I can read these things to you. I'm sorry. Amen. But I hope they're both on there. Ephesians 2, there's so many verses in it about walking. And so Ephesians 2, 2, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. That's before we were saved. We weren't walking right. Ephesians 2, 10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 4, 1, that's our text. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy. 4:17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Amen. Don't walk the wrong way. Ephesians 5, 2 says, and walk in love. So many verses in the book of Ephesians talks about our walk. I'll read this one. This is in Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yeah. So we're talking about walking. This whole chapter, the subject of the chapter is walking, you know, worthy, amen. And look in chapter 5, and we're going to see another verse there. Verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Walk circumspectly. You know, here's a good example. A tomcat on a picket fence, walking on the picket fence, he's got two Doberman pinchers on each side. You think he's going to take a chance on the edge, or you think he might just stay in as middle as he can?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. He's walking circumspectly.
Yeah.
Amen. He's being careful, amen, when he walks.
Amen.
A lot of Christians aren't careful where they walk.
Yeah,
and you obviously, you know I'm not talking about walking. I'm talking about our life. What we do with our lives. We're not careful how we conduct our Christian life. But he says we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Anybody ever see those shows, Cops, and I don't know what, L.A., whatever, PD, whatever. But they'll pull people over, and they're drunk, and they're under the influence, and they'll have them try to walk that line. And if you're under the influence, it is impossible to walk the line. You just can't do it. Amen. You try. And they're sincere. They're funny. They're funny. I mean, they're sincere. Amen. No Ossifer. I haven't been. Amen. And they can't walk the line. It's impossible for them to walk the line because they're under the influence. And so as we read here, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine. Don't be under the influence of wine. We're in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The only way we're going to be able to walk the line is to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, y'all follow me now. Don't be drunk with wine. If I'm drunk with wine, it is impossible to walk the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit, it is impossible not to walk the line. I can do it and not even look.
Yeah.
I can do it and not even try. It's going to be natural. It's unnatural for a drunk person to walk straight. Amen. It's unnatural for a Christian that's walking in the Spirit to walk crooked.
Yeah.
It's not a natural thing. Amen. Listen, now Christians, well, he mentioned in Sunday school, you know, we sin, but it's not a natural thing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen.
Nope.
There's no excuse for it. Y'all getting quiet. There's not one excuse. You got the Holy Ghost inside you. You got somebody holy inside you and telling you don't do it. Listen, lost people don't have that. They got a conscience, but they don't have the Spirit in them telling them don't do this, don't say this, don't think this. Amen. But we do, and we do it anyway. Amen. We're supposed to want to walk. We ought to walk worthy. And to walk worthy, the only way we can do it is to have power to do it. And the only power we're going to get is the Holy Spirit. It says, be not drunk with wine where it's in excess, but be It don't say get filled with the Spirit. It says be. Oh, what's the difference? Be means 24/7. Be. That's just what you are. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. So I'll get hard with you now. Are you? Are you? Well, how do I know if I am? Ask your husband. That was supposed to be funny. Amen. Ask your wife. Am I filled with the Holy Spirit? Ask your kids. Ask your mom and daddy. Ask your preacher. Amen. Am I filled with the Holy Spirit? So how do you know if you're filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, Galatians 5:22, I think it says, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, patience, faith. Are you filled with all that stuff? If you're filled with all that stuff, that's obviously that you're filled with the Holy Spirit because you got the fruit. Amen. I took the kids through a little nature walk up in Ontario, right by Lake Ontario. No, I wasn't in Ontario. I was in New York, but it's by Lake Ontario. And we was walking through the woods, and I stopped them. I said, hey, stop. I said, this is a pear tree. They were impressed, you know, but there were pears on the ground. Duh. Amen. This is a blackberry bush. Well, duh, yeah, it's got blackberries on it. Amen. The fruit. Gave it away what it was. Amen. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be full of love. You're going to be full of joy. You're going to be full of peace. Amen. Amen. That's a way to know if you're filled with the Holy Spirit or not. I mean, I'm trying to help you. I mean, you can't convince somebody they have a need until they know they got a need. Amen. I want you to know if you need to be filled. I want to know if I need to be filled. So that's one way. Ask somebody. Another way, you know, am I filled with all those things? Another way, and listen, I hope you don't have a weak stomach, but this, I get it this way. I travel a lot. I travel all, you know, over 1,000,000 miles the last 35 years. And when you're driving, your mind is going. Now, you can't read. You can't watch videos. But your mind is going. And if you're in my head, you're thinking some weird stuff, too. When there's things that amuse me that don't amuse anybody else, but you got to, you know, some guy keep my attention while I'm driving. Amen. Amen. And so one thing that amuses me is roadkill. And especially if I pass the same one every day. Amen. Because it seems to gain weight. And when I was a kid, I always wondered, y'all never did? What's in there? Well, how come they keep getting bigger? I know they're not eating anything. Amen. They keep getting bigger. So I found this out. If you'll take a long pointed stick. Now, you can take a short one if you want to. But I recommend a long one. Amen. Take your long pointed stick and poke them. Amen. You'll find out what they're full of. Amen. Last time you got poked. Last time you got poked, what came out? Now here's the answer. Whatever you're full of. Whatever you're full of. You know, I'll be around somebody, and they cuss, and I'm the preacher. Oh, the preacher's here. Oh, it just slipped. From where? And a lot of us have self-control. We never cuss out, you know, but we cuss in our hearts. Mm-hmm. So it's still there. It ought not be there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I'm trying to help you. And are you filled with the Holy Spirit?
That's good.
Real good. Yeah.
So what do we got to do? Well, first of all, we got to get that stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get that stuff out. Yes, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We got to get that stuff out first. And by the way, if you hadn't done anything about it since you got poked and that junk came out, it's still in there. Now, you may have control over it right now, but it's still in there. You better get rid of it. You got to get it out. So we confess our sins. And listen, there's some things that are messing you up. You don't even know what it is yet. But I'm glad it says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So get that vessel cleaned out. Clean. You know, everybody asks me, do you need some water, you know, when you preach? I normally don't. But if you were to give me a nice chilled glass with pus in it, I'm afraid I'd have to reject that. Oh, you don't like pus? They just pour the pus out and fill it up with water here. No, I'm not going to drink that one either. I mean, that glass is going to have to be sanitized quite a few times before you put anything in that glass for me, amen. I'm saying before you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, you got to get, Jesus got to clean all that stuff out. Amen. And then when it gets all cleaned out, it's just as easy as getting saved. God, would you fill me with the Holy Spirit? I mean, you just ask and he does it.
Yeah.
He said, if your child asks for a piece of bread, will you give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will you give him a scorpion? He said, if you fathers being evil know how to give good gifts into your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Ask him. Feel me. A drunk don't get drunk just by osmosis. I mean, he goes down to the bar. I mean, he gets it. Amen. You need to go down to the bar. You need to continually. A good drunk don't just get drunk one time.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, a good drunk frequents the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember we passed my cousin. His truck was parked at a bar. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning. My dad said, there's Junior over there drinking his lunch. He was a good drunk.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm saying, to be a great Christian, you got to frequent the bar. You got to just be filled. You need to make sure that you're always filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so I'm just saying, get that stuff cleaned out. When you get it cleaned out, then you say, God, would you fill me with the Holy Spirit? And then 5 minutes later, check it out. Make sure it's still good. And after 15 or 20 minutes, you'll probably some pussy junk in there. And you say, oh, God, please. Forgive me of that thought. Forgive me of that sin. Forgive me what I said. And Lord, clean me up. And God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And keep doing that for the rest of your life. Rest of your life. If you look in the book of Acts, those things they did, and it says, full of the Holy Ghost. It says, and Peter, comma, full of the Holy Ghost. And then what he said. And Stephen, comma, full of the Holy Ghost and what he did. I mean, the things they did because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The things they said, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. A lot of power in that church because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. One time I was reading through that and I started noticing these parentheticals, filled with the Holy Ghost. Parenthetical means you can take filled with the Holy Ghost out of it. It still says the same thing. It's just added information. That's what it is. And God said, listen, Blanco, if I were writing about you, he calls me Blanco. Amen. He said, listen, Blanco, if I were writing about you, could I say, and buddy, or Blanco, comma, filled with the Holy Ghost, comma, and then what I did or what I said or whatever's going on.
Amen.
It's not just for preachers. You mamas really need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, you got those kids, that's a big responsibility. You guys that work at jobs, boy, you better be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Brother Jack and Sonny's talking about all that cussing, all that stuff going on, and the toolboxes with the dirty pictures and all, you better be full of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll close with this. Old Nazarene preacher, Uncle Bud Robinson, he preached a lot about being filled with the Holy Spirit. matter of fact, he believed in the second blessing, but I'm, whatever, amen. But I've had more than that, but I'm glad I got at least two, amen. But he couldn't pronounce his R's. I remember hearing this tape, he couldn't pronounce his R's, but he said, I went down to the train station and told a man I wanted a ticket to a certain town, and he said, we don't go to that town. And he said, oh, I know you do go to that town. I got a ticket here before. He said, no, I don't go to that. We don't go to that town. He said, I want to see your manager. And he said he brought the manager out, and he apologized to me and said, yes, we do go to that town. He said, the man is new. He doesn't know. And he said, he turned around and gave me the ticket to go to that town. He said, but when I walk away, he said, the birds wasn't singing. And he said, so I turned back to the man and told the man I was sorry, and told him I shouldn't talk to him like that. Told him I was a Christian, and I shouldn't talk to him and have that kind of voice, and that tone of voice. He said, and I turned back around, and a bird was singing. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid some of us, it's been so long since we've heard the birds singing, we hadn't noticed that they're not singing.
Yeah.
We usually notice it in about the middle of a revival meeting. Why do we live like that? Why do we live from revival meeting to revival meeting? Why can't we just be filled with the Spirit? Amen. Just got a couple of things to say. Number one, we read all these things God did for us when he saved us. If you're not saved, you need for those things to happen to you. You need to be forgiven of your sins. You need to be sealed. I mean, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. All those things you need. But you need to be saved. And I want to implore you, I want to beg you this morning, if you're not saved, I want you to come to Jesus this morning. You say, is it that easy? Work for me. Now, I've never heard that done before, said before, because I was raised in a Baptist church, and you got to go up the aisle, and they got to take a Bible, show you Romans row, and you got to pray the sinner's prayer and all that stuff. I was sitting on the back, a fourth row from the back. He said, if you'll come to Jesus, he'll save you. I said, I'm coming in my heart, and he saved me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
You need to be saved. If you are saved, are you or aren't you filled with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Then the book of Acts, there was one place that said, and when they prayed, the place was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. All, the whole church. Can you imagine what kind of church you would be if everybody in here, everybody, the people you don't like, the people that don't like you, and everybody was filled with the Spirit. Everybody in here was full of love, and full of joy, and full of peace, and full of long-suffering. You said, that's impossible. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You need to get filled with the Holy Ghost to get that. Amen. You don't get that first. But can you imagine the power a church like that would have on a community? Well, let's do it. Amen. Let's have an invitation. Amen. Might as well start now. Get that junk out first. If you're not saved, you just...